Have you ever known someone that you really loved, whom you really cared for? Spouse, child, grandchild, a relative, a friend, a good associate, who would not take the simple steps they needed to take to improve their life and to find peace? And you just begged them to do the right thing. You persuaded them with all of your heart to take some course of action that would remedy the problems in which they were living and the course that their life was going, and they simply would not. You know, Paul begged some people to do something, to take a course of action. He called them brothers, brethren, and by that he meant all of them, men and women. He begged them because he loved them, and he wanted to set them on the right path in their life, in the right standing with God, and he begged them to do something. It's found in Romans chapter 12, beginning with the first verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I might say that means I beg of you. I beg of you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, Paul begged them. He was writing a letter, but I think if he was in their presence, he might have got on his knees and begged that they could be transformed, that they could be liberated, that they could understand the will of God for their life, that they should be free from sin. And he told them they could be transformed. That word is the Greek word metamorphosis. The caterpillar changing to a butterfly. That sort of change that will come about in our lives and in our perspective and in our relationship with God if we simply present ourselves to God as instruments of righteousness, a living sacrifice. And just like we used to present our bodies for sin, now we present our bodies to God and submit our will to the will of God. We find transformation. Let's pray. Father in heaven, transform me now. I present myself to you, Lord, today. Everything, not my money, not my home, my family. I present myself, my body, my literal body is yours. Do with it what you will. I will follow Jesus Christ with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I will love you, Lord, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I'm yours. Now transform me that I may live this day as your good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, amen.